fan. On demand. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Sign up to automatically receive the latest reports, features, and Fan 590 show highlights. The role of Jeff Blair will be played by Jeff Sammet. Surely no one will notice a difference in voice, personality, or appearance. This is the Jeff Blair Show with guest host Jeff Sammet on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Jeff Sammet in for Mr. Jeff Blair on The Jeff Blair Show. The big news today, John Farrell, introduced as Red Sox manager at noon. We'll have it for you, as Mike mentioned on the update on Sportsnet 1. Jeff Blair will be back on the show tomorrow at 9, but he joins us right now via the telephone. Joining us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. All right, Jeff, so at noon today, you're going to have the Kleenex out and the hanky and,
oh, John Farrell, he's in Boston now. He broke our hearts.
Is that how you're going to feel?
I'll have the Kleenex out, all right.
So Farrell's going to be introduced. How do you think the majority out there, and we're going to ask listeners to call in this hour, how do you think the majority are going to feel today at noon?
The majority of Blue Jays fans, I think, have probably already turned the page in John Farrell. I think there's probably still a little bit of aggravation. There's still a little bit of anger. I know from talking to a couple of people in the Blue Jays office yesterday, there's frankly a deep sense of betrayal within that organization. So, but you know what? My sense is that John Farrell, that the Jays will turn the page in him very quickly, and my sense is also that Blue Jays fans will probably welcome his replacement with open arms and probably give his replacement an even longer honeymoon period than what might be normal. If I'm a budding manager, this would be a pretty good place to be in the next 3 years, because you're really going to have to screw up to be disliked more than John Farrell.
At this point, yeah. You know, and I was looking at the news this morning, and I'm keeping a watchful eye on what's going to be happening in Colorado, and I'm seeing that Jason Giambi is getting a second interview with the Colorado Rockies, and I'm hoping the Rockies go ahead and hire Giambi sooner rather than later, because I'm thinking every manager, a hopeful manager that's out there is going to be looking at the Toronto Blue Jays job. I mean, outside of something else happening, you know, be it in California, you know, with the Angels or something. The Blue Jays job will be the only job that's out there. So I'm hoping Giambi gets it in Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, the Colorado job is an interesting situation. You've got to remember that they tried to re-sign and extend Jim Tracy, and he told them no. Mm-hmm. He resigned. So I'm not certain that that's a job that is necessarily viewed as a prime job for a lot of people in baseball. When a guy who was already there, when a guy who was taking the team to the World Series, and admittedly they did not play well in the World Series, but at least they got there, when he tells you that he's not interested in coming back, that sends signals around the industry that something isn't necessarily right there. I don't think the Blue Jays and the Rockies would be fishing in the same pond when it comes to managers.
Mm. Well, you know, of the candidates that are out there, and it's obviously something that has been talked about and will be talked about until a hiring happens for the Toronto Blue Jays. So many names being bandied about. I mean, we're talking into the tens. There's lots of names that are out there, some that you might take more seriously than others. But, you know, as you're waking up this morning, Jeff, is there a candidate that kind of floats to the forefront more so than it did yesterday?
The only thing I can tell you is, after talking to a couple of people in the industry yesterday, a lot of people think that Don Wakamatsu is a guy who is going to be a serious candidate for the job. Certainly of anybody on the Blue Jays staff, he will be a serious candidate for the job. I had one person who knows Alex really well, who used to work with Alex, tell me that he thinks Alex wants a guy like Farrell in that he wants a guy who is on the same page with him as far as player development goes, as far as designing and adhering to a carefully laid out organizational plan from single A, rookie ball, all the way up to the majors. He wants that type of guy. Don Wakamatsu's got that background. This fellow was telling me that do not dismiss Don Wakamatsu as a serious candidate for this job. Now, I haven't spoken to Wakamatsu. I don't know if he wants the job, but that's something that this particular person, who I know speaks to Alex on a fairly regular basis, told me yesterday.
Now, as far as retreads, you know, with Manny Acta and Jim Tracy, and both of those having, both of those gentlemen having Expo ties, and you would certainly know a lot about that, you know, and Alex having Expo ties, and some of the management as well. Do you think that, you know, because of that experience, that kind of gives them a bit of a leg up here?
I think Manny Acta could very well be on the staff. I don't know if he would be the manager. I don't know how impressed the Blue Jays were with his work. I know a lot of, I like Manny on a personal level. I've known Manny for a long time. I speak to him on the phone on a semi-regular basis. I consider him a bit of a source, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that Manny Acton necessarily impressed the people he needed to impress with the job he did in Cleveland. That's sort of the type of team he's going to have in Toronto. And I don't think that people looked at what went on in Cleveland this year and the way they kind of folded their tents as necessarily being a feather in his cap. But I can tell you that it would not surprise me at all to see Manny Acta on this staff. One thing about Manny Acta, and I've always remembered this about him, when he managed the Dominican Republic's team in the World Baseball Classic, he had a lot of personalities. He had a lot of guys who, frankly, weren't entirely certain they wanted to be in that team. They played well. Albert Pujols raved about him. Jose Bautista raved about him. That's something to keep in mind. And, of course, you're right. There are some Expos ties with Manny Acta.
Would, you know, a guy like Jose Bautista, any player with the Toronto Blue Jays, do you think that they would be able to at least give their two cents on whom Alex Anthopoulos would hire?
You know, that's a good question. I would hope Alex would reach out to players like Bautista and maybe Brandon Morrow and maybe Ricky Romero and just find out from them what they think the team needs in the way of a manager. Now, I'm not saying you use that. You take that information and base your decision on.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, it's pretty clear that this team is going to have a very strong Latino presence on it. I think it's incumbent on the Blue Jays to have a manager who understands the Latino sensibilities, understands the Latino sensitivities. I still think from a distance, and this is certainly with no inside information, I still think from a distance, Sandy Alomar Jr. is the leading contender.
Mm. Yeah, he is the name that has definitely grown on me over the past 24 hours, and I think a lot of other fans as well, and something we're going to talk about a little later on in the show as well. See, and the danger, Jeff, in reaching out to, you know, Bautista, Morrow, what have you, is that if you go to them and say, all right, if you had your choice, who would you pick? What kind of manager would you pick? You know, and just want you to weigh in, want to give you an opportunity to speak. And, you know, they say, you know, one of them says, let's say, Manny Acta. Manny Acta is the guy. I want Manny Acta to be the manager. I mean, he would be my first choice, hands down. Okay, all right, I'll think about that. Thanks for weighing in. Really appreciate it. Then they go the other way and they go with Jim Tracy, let's say. You know, you run the risk of Jose Bautista going, what the heck? I said Manny Acta. Why'd you even ask me? You know, kind of like with Vince Carter and the Toronto Raptors and him, you know, them asking him and him saying, oh, Dr. J's the guy, Dr. J's the guy. And then, you know, they go off and hire somebody else.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I don't think players are wired that way. I don't think that Jose Bautista would sit there and say, well, I can't believe they hired Sandy Alomar because I gave a glowing report in Manny Acta, or vice versa. I don't think Jose Bautista is wired that way. I don't think most players are. I think they would just view it as a chance to give their impressions, give their opinions, and they understand that the general manager ultimately makes the call. The one thing we know about Alex Anthopoulos is he's kept the lines of communication open with his key players, with his core players, very well.
Jeff, I want to ask you about what looks like a minor move in Toronto Blue Jay land, and that's picking up catcher Bobby Wilson off of waivers off of off the Angels. Is that a sign of things to come? Or are they kind of adding some depth at that position in looking at making a move and possibly trading J.P. Arencibia or Travis d'Arnaud? The Texas Rangers have been rumored to be asking.
Yeah, no, you know, getting Bobby Wilson's got nothing to do with what they're going to do in terms of their long-term plans.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of those things where it's a player that people in the organization like. I'm sure they've had a good report on him for somebody, and they just feel that it's necessary to add some depth. Do it now. Second question, do I think that the Jays will trade one of their catchers in the offseason? I think it's a possibility. But, you know, trading J.P. Arencibia or Travis d'Arnaud, Bobby Wilson doesn't replace either of them.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Mathis is not an everyday catcher.
Right.
So you're still going to end up with one of either d'Arnaud or Arencibia behind the plate. So I don't think the two are necessarily tied together at all.
Jeff Blair on his way to the World Series. Who would have thought that the one guy you'd want to have at the plate in a crucial moment to win a game is Marco Scudero? Who would have thought?
Yeah, it's remarkable. It's a great story.
Yeah.
One of the best Jays players we've had in a long time, certainly to cover. And it's funny, I think a lot of people in baseball will be cheering for Marco Scudero.
Jeff Blair, enjoy San Francisco. We'll talk. Take care.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, there's Jeff Blair joining us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. He'll be returning to the show tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock out of San Francisco. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, or star 590. This morning we're going to talk a lot about the John Farrell story going to Boston as we head towards noon. And, of course, at noon on Sportsnet 1, John Farrell is going to be introduced as the next manager of the Boston Red Sox. And, you know, we'll look ahead, you know, we'll lick our wounds and say, all right, well, let's look ahead. Let's look forward. Let's look at who the next manager of the Toronto Blue Jays is going to be. And we're going to spend a lot of next hour doing that. We're going to talk to Pat Henkin, a special assistant with the Toronto Blue Jays. I wonder if he somehow throws his hat into the ring. We'll talk to Tony Ambrosio of Sportsnet, and he's going to be at the John Farrell News Conference in Boston. We're going to talk to Adam Greenberg as well, an outfielder with Team Israel at the World Baseball Classic qualifying games. And his manager was Brad Ausmus, another hot name that's amongst the candidates. So we're going to look ahead. But before we do that, I want to know how you're going to feel at noon when you see John Farrell introduced as the new manager of the Boston Red Sox on Sportsnet 1. How are you going to feel at noon? Curious to know. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, or star 590. I'm Jeff Salmon on the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Cooler than Math Club and almost as cool as Chess Club, The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Now, more of the Jeff Blair Show with guest host Jeff Salmon on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
It is incomplete in a lot of ways, and there wasn't enough time to get a true evaluation. And I know we can take what we have, we can take the two years and dissect it, but I just think we would have needed more time to truly have an evaluation.
There's Blue Jays GM Alex Anthopoulos on Primetime Sports yesterday with Bob McCown and Damian Cox, reflecting back on the 2 years John Farrell was manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. 9:23 on the Jeff Blair Show. I'm Jeff Sambit, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. We're asking you, how are you going to feel at noon while watching on Sportsnet 1 and seeing John Farrell introduced as the new Boston Red Sox manager? How are you going to feel about that? We're going to look ahead next hour. We're going to move on from John Farrell and looking at John Farrell and how you're feeling and all that stuff. Next hour, we're going to spend a lot of that time talking about who's next, moving on. But as we transition into that, we look back and we look at John Farrell wanting to go to Boston. And how are you going to feel as he is going to be introduced as the new Red Sox manager at noon today on Sportsnet 1? By the way, Tony Ambrosio is there for Sportsnet covering the press conference and Tony will join us in about an hour's time. I'm going to ask Tony next hour the one thing that he wants to know from John Farrell that he's not going to let John Farrell go on. He's not going to let John Farrell leave this press conference without finding out what. So we're going to ask Tony Ambrosio about that in an hour's time. But your calls at 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, or star 590. Follow us on Twitter at JeffSammet590. You can send us an email, JeffSammet@Sportsnet590.ca. You could send us a text as well, 590-590. Lots of ways to get us. Choose one. Victor is in Milton and joins us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Victor, how are you going to feel today at noon?
Well, let's just say, Jeff, I have not turned the page. You know what? Let's just continue on the point that Jeff Blair made, that everyone's going to turn the page. And let's use the marital metaphors or euphemism that we've been using so far to describe the situation. Jeff, I mean, if your wife came to you, and this is absurd, but this is an absurd situation. She said, you know what? Bob McCowan's available now, and he's been the man of my dreams. And you know what? I want a divorce. And you know what? That's compensation. That 65-inch plasma that he doesn't use anymore, he's got 113-inch. You can have that.
That is such a great way to play out this scenario. Great comparison. And it's not as far-fetched as you think, Victor. It's not as far-fetched as you think. Because every employee around here is afraid that they're going to lose their woman to Bob McCowan. That's how it is. I don't let my wife near a television or radio between 4 and 7. I just don't let it happen. She has no idea that Bob McCowan even exists, and it's for my own safety, my own happiness.
Well, Boston exists, and so does the Yankees. And the problem is perception is reality. We have this this thing that, you know, we can't attract or keep people. And just imagine going forward. Imagine when Alex goes into negotiations with another general manager from around the league in the United States, they're going to think, you know what? I got this guy in my pocket. And the last point I want to make, like, I know there's going to be a spin, but to come up with a spin off that was his dream job, I mean, I thought the dream, it was supposed to facilitate the Blue Jays fans' dream of having at least one meaningful game in September. Not to facilitate some guy going to Boston. I might not have gone as far as Greg Zahn and played the spike game, but it would be pretty damn close. I would have fired him right away. Listen, you know what?
Well, but then you fire. But if you fire him, Victor, you have to, in Alex Anthopoulos' position, you have to think about what's best for the organization. And by saying, what, you want to go to Boston? You're fired. You get nothing for him. And I know Mike Aviles isn't Dustin Pedroia, but you get nothing for him, Victor.
It's a 60-inch plasma. We're giving away 2 years of intellectual property for a plasma. I'm sorry. It just doesn't make any sense. I'd rather, listen, at the end of the night, most women from the clubs go home with douches. It's an appearance of strength. I don't care. I don't care about being reasonable or being rational or being logical. I'm a fan. I can appeal to the reptilian part of my brain. I want to appear strong. Because I think in the long run, that's more important. Thanks,
well,
Jeff.
Victor, thank you. Very good call. See, here's the thing. You have a guy in John Farrell, okay? Now, this job comes up as we can kind of replay things the way we very well see it here. You look at John Farrell and wanting to go to Boston. You see this job opening up. There are rumors everywhere. You're the GM. You're Alex Anthopoulos. You go to John Farrell and you say, all right, is this a job you want? Is this a job that you really, really want? Are you going to be distracted over the next year or so? Are you going to be kicking yourself that you don't have this job? Given the idea that, yes, he has signed a contract with the Toronto Blue Jays and he should honor it and he should be around for the full 3 years having put in 2 already. But if you hear your employee saying, yeah, you know what, honestly, I've always wanted to go there. I've got a special connection with the Boston Red Sox organization, both professionally and personally. It's a city that I want to be in. With all due respect to Toronto, I mean, when I came here, I didn't expect the Red Sox job to ever open up. My good friend Terry Francona was there, and everything seemed fine. And who would have thought? Because in that first year when John Farrell was the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, Terry Francona was still the manager of the Boston Red Sox. And up until late August, everything was great with the Red Sox. And then they had that just unbelievable plummet towards the depths of Major League Baseball. They sunk like a sinking ship out of the playoffs in record fashion. It's It was remarkable. It cost Terry Francona a job, you know, on top of everything that had happened, you know, in the clubhouse during games. You know the whole story. Who could have foreseen that that was going to happen? Not even a year after, well, a season after John Farrell had taken a job elsewhere. Looking at the Red Sox job, saying, well, I'm never going to get that job. Terry Francona has it. This is a great opportunity in Toronto. I kind of have to take it. So he went and took that job. And then here we are, two seasons later, the job opens up. You've got 1 year left with the Blue Jays organization. You haven't signed an extension. So I don't necessarily blame John Farrell. I'm not trying to defend him so much because really I take a lot of pride in seeing a job through. I start a book, I finish it. I don't bail. As boring as the book is going to be, I stick with the book. And John Farrell here in Toronto didn't stick with the book. He left. But he left for a job that he deemed to be his dream job. And as, you know, Alex Anthopoulos is looking at it, he wanted to facilitate it. That's all right. That doesn't bother me so much. What bothers me, or what might bother me, is, okay, we look at the compensation, it's Mike Aviles. Okay, maybe Alex Anthopoulos and the Blue Jays did as much as they could there. We thought maybe they held all the cards in the situation. Perhaps they didn't, as we talked about with Jeff Blair on the show yesterday, that the Red Sox knew John Farrell wanted to come here. Knew this scenario might play itself out. So maybe the Red Sox had more leverage than we thought. But I also want to reserve judgment before finding out who's going to be the next manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. If I were Alex Anthopoulos, the second I had any kind of inkling that my manager wanted to leave, that my manager would rather be somewhere else, I'm on the phone finding out who my next manager might be. Not saying tampering. I'm not saying go and ask for permission. At least of the people that are available. I start kicking some tires. I start doing some research. I start thinking about it. And Alex Anthopoulos saying on Primetime Sports yesterday that, you know, he went into the end of the season and, you know, up until like what, last week or so, he thought John Farrell was going to be the manager next year. Really? We've been talking about this for a long time. So either Alex Anthopoulos is, you know, not telling the truth in that regard, and I can see why he wouldn't. Or he's telling the truth and he wasn't kicking tires. So I'm looking at it and saying, I want to know who the next manager of the Blue Jays is going to be before I reserve judgment here. Rick's in Hamilton and joins us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Rick, how are you going to feel today at noon watching on Sportsnet 1, seeing John Farrell as the next manager of the Boston Red Sox?
I'm going to be pissed. I can't believe you're defending him, because I'm just thinking back when John Farrell was hired as the Blue Jays manager. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he just fed Alex a whole load of crap about, you know, how he, you know, wanted to be here, how, you know, this is his dream job, and, you know, it's my chance to manage in the major leagues. And, I mean, how many manager jobs are there? And now this guy, when something better comes along, you know, just bails on us. Like, what happened to principle and people living, you know, like, you know, honoring their word? Like, I just hope the fans just lambaste the hell out of him when he comes back with boos and signs and everything else.
Well, you know, Rick, and he's coming back on Friday, April 5th, but you know, Rick, here's how I'm looking at it. I'm trying to put myself in the same kind of a scenario. Rick, this is the radio station I want to be at. I love being here, and I've worked here for many, many, many years now. And if I were working elsewhere, and there was one point that I was, if I were working elsewhere, and, you know, they signed me to a contract, and I was doing a radio show, but then all of a sudden, my dream job here at Sportsnet 590, The Fan, opened up, I'd be honest with my boss, and I'd say, I got to be honest with you, that is where I want to be. That fits, you know, my personal lifestyle, my professional lifestyle. I kind of want to go there. And you know, at the other radio station, I haven't yet fulfilled where we wanted to go in terms of, you know, ratings or revenue, what have you. So I'm trying to put myself in that position and say, well, to be honest with you, if a job opened up here, if the Boston Red Sox to him is Sportsnet 590, The Fan for me, I'd want to be here. And I wouldn't want anybody to frown upon my wanting to make a move that I felt was best for me.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but you've got to look at how we feel about it. You know, like we're the fans of the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
How does it make us look? Here we have a big team in Boston and the Yankees, probably the two worst places he could have gone. And we got to take it up the butt again as a Blue Jays fan.
But you know what, Rick? You know what, Rick? And another way to look at it, though, is you look at how the organization is perceived. You know, with hiring a new manager, getting management, getting people to work for the organization, acquiring players, signing free agents, your organization might be looked at in one of two ways. One, they could be looked at as an organization that says, wow, they had a guy that wanted to go to his dream job, and they didn't facilitate it, and out of spite, they kept him around. And then they ended up firing him a year later, let's say. Or you could be looked at as, wow, what a first-class organization. They're a place that, they want people to be happy. They want people fully invested in their jobs and wanting to be there. And, you know, when someone went to them and said, look, I got a dream job elsewhere. I didn't know that job was going to open up. I really want to go there. They help facilitate that move. That looks like a very good place to work. I mean, you could look at it one of two ways.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Like, I think that that's why I think with the new manager coming in, I mean, the fans of the Blue Jays, we're going to be, supportive of the new guy coming in. But it just, in a way, you just can't, you can only look at one side of the coin, and you're just looking at what you're losing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when somebody else comes in and we get that in place, and, he'll go on his way. But I still think when he comes back to Toronto, that you're just going to see the fans lambaste him with, how they feel about it. Because it's just, if it was the Colorado or it was Texas or anybody else, but it had to be somebody in our own division that he has to go to. You know?
Right.
And that's why I would say stay away from Boston managers. Man, we've had our shit luck with former Boston managers or guys that have been in their organization, right?
Mm-hmm. Rick, thank you. Appreciate it. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, or *590. Got to keep this going. How are you going to feel at noon when watching on Sportsnet 1, seeing John Farrell introduced as the next Red Sox manager? We'll keep talking. More tweets, texts, emails. I'll get to those too, and your phone calls. On the Jeff Blair Show, I'm Jeff Sambit, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Now, more of the Jeff Blair Show with guest host Jeff Sammet on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Alex. I'd like to thank Paul Beeston for this great opportunity. My wife Sue and I and our family, we certainly view this as a tremendous opportunity to join the Toronto Blue Jays organization. I come here and share the same vision that Alex and Paul do. And that's to win a World Series. And so I'm humbled to sit here today and wear this uniform and to be entrusted with the team that's going to be assembled by Alex. And we also know that in this division, it's extremely difficult to compete. It's an extremely challenging division, one in which we're going to have to prepare relentlessly and compete daily to ultimately form an identity that I think our fans will ultimately identify and want to be involved in.
There's the ex-manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, John Farrell, upon being introduced to the city of Toronto a couple of seasons ago. It's a Jeff Blair Show. I'm Jeff Sambit, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Sportsnet 1 will carry live coverage of John Farrell saying all the exact same things about the Boston Red Sox organization as he's introduced as a new Red Sox manager. Tony Ambrosio of Sportsnet's going to join us next hour. He's covering the press conference in Boston. Yeah, you're just going to see the exact same thing. I love this organization. Want to win a World Series here? Yeah. Well, he wanted to go there. He wanted to go to Boston. And, 2 years ago when you made those comments about, upon being introduced to the city of Toronto as the Blue Jays manager, Terry Francona, his good friend, was still the manager with the Boston Red Sox, and, all of us believed firmly ensconced in that job, and wouldn't you know it, a year later, he was gone, and Bobby Valentine came in. We all know how that went. 1 year into his 2-year contract, he's done, and John Farrell now taking over as manager of the Boston Red Sox. It'll be official at noon. Press conference in Boston. We'll have it for you on Sportsnet 1. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, or *590. Pat is in Etobicoke and joins us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. All right, Pat, how are you going to feel at noon when you see Farrell in Boston?
Well, I wish somebody would bring back the gong show, really, after listening to that interview. Just gong that guy out of there. I got a really important question to ask you, Jeff, but before I do that,
you're making me nervous, Pat.
Okay. You know, Las Vegas was supposed to move to Buffalo, not to Toronto. This is like a AAA affiliate move that Antropolis did. Promoting from within, I think there's a culture in that room, in that organization, that needs to be changed. And I think the only way you can do that is to bring in somebody from outside, like Sandy Alomar.
Mm.
All right, that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, Jeff, is this. Regardless of how you feel about Farrell leaving, staying, whatever,
mm-hmm.
why would you base that on who they get? It doesn't matter, Jeff, who they're going to get for the next manager. Your opinion of this is your opinion of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm looking at the move overall, you know, because I'm looking at it and saying, okay, we're not just basing it on how we feel about John Farrell and his decision to want to go to Boston. I mean, if that's where his heart is, if that's where he wants to be, that's where he wants to be. I'm looking at it basing the decision on how things kind of unfold for the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm looking at it and saying, I want to know who Alex Anthopoulos is going to bring in here, because I would hope that Alex Anthopoulos didn't go in and say, oh, well, John Farrell wants to go to Boston. All right, well, he wants to go to Boston. Let's facilitate this move, and let's be a good organization, and let's do that. All right, so a couple of days later or whatever, phone calls have been made, emails exchanged. John Farrell is going to Boston. We're getting Mike Avilas. We're sending over David Carpenter as a pitcher going the other way. All right, so it's all good. All right. All right, so now who's going to be the manager? No, I hope it didn't go that way. I hope Alex Anthopoulos had a plan all along, saying, geez, all right, our manager wants to go to Boston. If it could happen, if we could facilitate it, he wants to go to Boston. Okay, well, that's not going to happen unless I know that I've got X, X, and X. I got those three guys that I can talk to. And you know what? To be honest with you, I wouldn't mind this team being managed by either any one of those three guys if John Farrell is going to leave.
Well,
I would hope he's got a plan B, a very, very good plan B, before he lets his manager go to Boston.
Well, we don't know who Farrell's going to take with him right now. There's talk of Butterfield and
buddy.
So, I mean, I can see where Alex is coming from, maybe promoting from within to keep the coaching staff together. That makes perfect sense. It's just the culture that I find right now in this team when they gave up so readily on John Farrell. I can understand Alex taking the high road. I understand that completely. But don't get lost in the clouds while you're up there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you, Pat. Thank you. And, you know, you talk about the culture of this team. How good is the culture of this team right now? So much was said, you know, towards the end of the year. And I don't want to bring up the Yunel Escobar situation all over again. I don't want to debate the rights and wrongs of it and all that stuff. But how could something like that happen? I mean, seriously, how can something like that happen on a manager's watch? You know, I was talking to Jeff Blair on the show yesterday, and Blair's saying, from everybody I've talked to, Sandy Alomar is the manager of that team last year. There's no way Yunel Escobar goes on the field with what he had written on his face. Alomar would grab him and give him a good shake. Wouldn't let it happen. I would have hoped that John Farrell was the guy to do that last year, and he wasn't. I mean, I'm just looking at one incident, but you hear Omar Vizquel, you know, veteran player complaining about Blue Jays management, saying that management is not holding Blue Jays, you know, the young kids on the team, accountable for their mistakes. I don't know. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. If you're a believer in that, I mean, how great were things going last year? I mean, losing doesn't help that. I mean, if you're winning, you know, those things tend to be overlooked. And, you know, when you're losing and things are going in a very bad way, well, the bad things are really, really have a light shined on them. So, how good was it? So maybe Alex Anthopoulos, in facilitating this move, is saying, you know what, the Red Sox are doing me a favor. Because I'm not sold on John Farrell, and if we get off to a terrible start in May, June, I'm firing this guy. So maybe he's thinking, you know what, the Red Sox are doing me a favor. We're getting a player in return. Let's just do it. And also, we got so-and-so and so-and-so that we want to talk to anyway. So maybe that's the way he's looking at it, but he's, again, taking the high road and doesn't want to say as much. And I wouldn't blame him if that was the case. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590, at Jeff Sambit 590 is where you can follow us on Twitter. And M. Tosca with a tweet, at Jeff Sam at 590, and asking, how are you going to feel at noon when John Farrell is introduced as Boston Red Sox manager? At M. Tosca with a tweet saying, I'm going to feel dirty. We were used. It's going to be like watching your ex get with your wealthier friend. All right, thank you. At JFan saying, Jays would be better off finding another manager that is dedicated to the job, possibly for the long term. Well, that's what they thought they had in John Farrell. But circumstances changed with the organization that he ultimately wanted to be with. Brad saying, time to move on from Farrell and find a new manager. Jay's got a useful player. Time to worry about your own team. We're going to delve into that next hour. Tony Ambrosio of Sportsnet is going to join us, who's covering the Farrell press conference. Going to talk to Adam Greenberg as well, a good pal of mine. He was on Team Israel on the World Baseball Classic qualifying games, and Brad Ausmus was his manager, a name that keeps coming up as well. So we'll find out a little bit more about manager Ausmus with one of his players, Adam Greenberg. Joey's in Toronto and joins us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Joey, how are you going to feel at noon while watching Sportsnet 1, seeing John Farrell back with the Red Sox as their manager?
Who cares? I got to tell you, I got to have a bit of a rant here.
Go ahead.
I'm not trying to offend you or anybody specifically.
No.
The fans and the media in this city are so full of crap. First of all, okay, blaming John Farrell for leaving? Of course he left. He got his dream job in a city, in an organization where, yeah, they're down right now, but they try to win. They pull out all the stops. They spend all the money necessary. Sure, it doesn't always work out, but they try. So anybody who blames him, it's like when Chris Bosch left and everybody cried. Like, give me a break. Anybody would do the same thing that John Farrell did. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, there's all this talk about optics. Optics only matter when you're with an organization that doesn't win, okay? If, you know what? I don't care about John Farrell. You know what? Any of these other managers that are available, they'll all do just as good or better a job. There was one organization that John Farrell had value to, and that was Boston, because they had a complete crap show last year with Bobby Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
They need stability. No other organization wants Farrell. Let him go. Like, all these people saying we should have held out for more. Daniel Bard or Clay Buchholz, give me
that
a
That wasn't going to happen.
If there was not a chance. Mm-hmm. We're lucky to have gotten Avilés. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? The bottom line is we are so obsessed with coaches in this city. We fire Mitchell, we fire Triano, we fire Ron Wilson, we get rid of Cito Gaston, and what has it gotten any of those teams? It's gotten us nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, we need to start holding our organizations accountable. They need to start spending money, and I don't mean Frank Thomas and BJ Ryan. Everybody points to those. There was lots of guys available last year in free agency. There's lots of guys this year. There's lots of trades to be had where we can pick up a big salary. Go get Tim Lincecum for 1 year and $22 million. I don't care if he's been horrible. The guy's 2 Cy Young Awards. It's time that we stop focusing on coaches and eye black and all this crap. And let's focus on putting a team on the field that's going to compete for something. This is now 20 years since the Jays have played a meaningful game in August.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but let's call a spade a spade. Like, it's time for some impact moves, and enough of this focusing on stuff that doesn't really matter. Like coaches and eye black, like, come on. Like this is...
Well, I mean, it's, you know, the eye black story with, you know, Yunel Escobar, that's a huge story that you got to talk about. In terms of baseball ease, yeah, it's a distraction from sport, but it's not a distraction that the fans are choosing to have or that the media is choosing to have. It's an actual distraction. Yunel Escobar brought that on everybody. We talked about it and we moved on. But yes, I mean, you obviously agree with Buck Martinez, who joined us yesterday, and Buck saying, you know, ultimately it's up to the players. It's the players you have here. And if you want to win a World Series, you want to have a championship team, you need good pitching, you need good defense, and you need timely hitting. And that, in the end, is what you're ultimately going to need. And you just need a manager to fill out the lineup card and make sure that you have the best players out there possible to do just that for your club. It's not to diminish the value of a manager, but yes, ultimately it is up to the players on the field. Thank you for the calls, texts, tweets, emails, lots that I didn't get to. Time is often the enemy. We'll embark on the 10 o'clock hour by starting off with Sportsnet's Tony Ambrosio. He's going to join us. He's covering the John Farrell press conference in Boston, which you can see on Sportsnet 1. We're going to talk to Tony about that. And, you know, enough of looking back at the time of John Farrell and how you're going to feel. We've done that now. Now I want to look ahead. Next hour, we're going to talk about, you know, after more thought, who should be the top candidate for the Blue Jays managerial job. And if you don't have a name specifically in mind, the type of manager you'd like to see. And we'll talk about that next hour as well. I'm Jeff Salmon on the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.